Era News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Congressman Andy Biggs says even Republican lawmakers have a hard time agreeing on every aspect of President Trump's reforms.
Why is it hard? It's because a lot of times your own ox is going to be gored. Maybe there's going to be something in your district that is not, they love President Trump, but this one particular issue is not going to go well.
Biggs spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. United States Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee says tensions in Palestinian areas of Israel are impacting the ability to visit some biblical sites. On the Salem News program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Ambassador Huckabee, with his trademark sense of humor, recounted how a trip to Joseph's tomb proved challenging to him and his associates.
I got to go because once a month, Jewish people can go to Joseph's tomb. We went at 2 o'clock in the morning, military escort, armored vehicles, only 12 of us could go, and we could be there 30 minutes. On the way in, tires burning in the streets, Molotov cocktails, and tear gas thrown at our vehicle. It was the most delightful, most hospitable welcome I've ever received. It was like going to the Arkansas legislature when I was governor.
Ambassador Huckabee's full This Week on Capitol Hill interview being broadcast today on the Salem News Channel. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's campaign against Iran's nuclear program is muted with U.S. President Trump in power.
When the U.S. and Iran met for nuclear talks a decade ago, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu railed against an emerging deal from the world's most public stage, including in a fiery speech to Congress seen as a direct challenge to the Obama administration as it was wrapping up the talks. Now, as the sides sit down to discuss a new deal, Netanyahu has fallen silent. The prime minister sees an Iran with nuclear weapons as an existential threat to Israel.
That is Bernie Bennett reporting. Greg Popovich has stepped out as coach of the San Antonio Spurs. That ends a three-decade run that saw him lead the team to 5 NBA championships. This is SRN News. A new parental rights law for Indiana.
The measure bars the state government from passing any legislation that would substantially burden a mom or dad's right to direct the upbringing, education, health care, or religious instruction of their child. John Carpenter of the Christian legal group Alliance Defending Freedom thinks it's a great idea, adding, quote, "Parents know and love their children best, and they have the right and duty to raise their children according to their own conscience." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Persecution of Christians in Iran is on the rise. According to Article 18, a British human rights group, nearly 100 believers were sentenced to prison for their faith in 2024 by Iranian courts. That's a 600% increase over 2023. The U.S. Commission on International Freedom is also concerned about the so-called Muslim morality police who abuse Christians. A new report by the commission says those bands violently arrest and assault women not wearing the hijab. This is SRN News. Another good day on Wall Street Friday.
Wall Street extended its gains to a ninth straight day. That marked its longest winning streak since 2004. The index has also reclaimed the ground it's lost since President Donald Trump escalated his trade war in early April. The rally on Friday was spurred by a better-than-expected job report and resurgent hope on ratcheting down the trade showdown with China. The S&P 500 index climbed 1.5%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 564 points. That's 1.4%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 1.5%. Apple fell 3.7%. The iPhone maker said tariffs could cost the company $900 million. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
ExxonMobil's profit declined in the first quarter. Stung partly by weaker crude oil prices and higher operating costs, its earnings performance still managed to beat Wall Street expectations. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.